This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. And the reason why we have this guest returning, they are knocking it out of the park. We're talking about Kiwa Biotech Products. Ticker symbol KWBT. They trade on the OTCQB. And just let me give you a little bit of the metrics. And I told you about this company last time they came on. They've been up about 30% since the last time they've been on. In 2016, they did $9.6 million in revenue. And the great thing about that, they actually had a net income of $1.19 million. They just came out with their first quarter results here in May. They knocked it out of the park. First quarter, they did $3.1 million, and their net revenue was $308,000. And with us today to discuss those metrics and more is Mark Taggetts. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Describe the company to myself and my listeners of what you guys do.
Okay. Kiwa Biotech traded on over-the-counter QB. It's a 16-year-old company which utilizes an innovative biotechnology for the agricultural industry. The Kiwa technologies, they come from the China Agricultural University, the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which in China, those are the three most authoritative and reputable institutions in China. In addition to that great history with those universities, the company has also introduced recently ETS as its core technology, which will complete its biofertilizing, upgrading, transformation, and development of its new product lines. The ETS, which may not be familiar to investors out there, it's a technology that was invented in the United States from a biological scientist, Dr. Apu Thomas. And it was enhanced in Japan, further developed in China, and the company's core product is biofertilizer, which continues to sell, as you indicated. We had a great quarter, $3 million in revenues for the quarter.
Absolutely.
With profits. And the market continues to grow, which we can get into as to why the demand for this stock and the demand for the company's products continue to accelerate.
You know, I was going to ask you, what is China's biofertilizer market prospects? Don't they have their own fertilizers? Why do we got to ship it all the way over to China? Is your product that good?
Well, first of all, we're not shipping to China right now.
Oh, that's right. You guys are manufacturing in there.
Right. That's all of right. Our manufacturing is done in China. Ultimately, the company will expand into the U.S. market, but the last year's revenues was just under $10 million for the company. Again, a profitable year. And why is that happening now is that the emphasis by the government is to push an organic biofertilizer throughout the country of China. China is a huge agricultural country. Their annual fertilizer demand is nearly 700 billion yuan, which is in conversion of their dollar to the U.S. dollar, that's a $100 billion market.
Wow, that's huge.
And what's happened over there is that recently, in the last year, the Chinese government, Everett, they've stepped up its oversight on soil preservation and management. The Chinese State Council issued a national policy called Soil Pollution Prevention and Control Action Plan. And we're right at the forefront of that. That plan calls for a transition from chemical-based fertilizers to bio-based fertilizers, which Kiwa specializes in, the biofertilizers, for 30% of the fertilizer market. And that equates to $31 billion U.S. dollars. That's the market opportunity that we expect over the next 10 years.
Do you know what kind of percentage you guys take of the market share right now?
Well, I don't have the exact percentage, but I do know that we're kind of the leader, and that's why we're getting all the support. There was a press release out today on the company that talks about another organization that wants to partner with Kiwa in order to get the technology and the products further implemented throughout the country. So Again, we feel we're undervalued. The upside for this company is that we're an OTC company, but with the revenues, we're on track to make an application for an uplisting here before the end of the year.
Mark Taggetts is the gentleman I'm speaking with. He is the representative for Kiwa Biotech Products. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KWBT. Does the company get the government support when they sell the biofertilizer?
I'm not sure I understand the exact question.
The government support? Do you guys get China support? It's like here in America, if you go to like solar panels, instead of you paying for all the solar panels, the government helps out and says, hey, Mr. Jolly, here you go. Here's an additional 3,000, siphon.
Yeah, it's not subsidized like the Chinese government subsidizes the solar industry, but that's okay at this point because we're at the forefront of the biofertilizer market. And where they're helping us strategically is by the government mandating over time that the market shift away from chemical fertilizers. It's really propelled the market for the Kiwa products.
I also wanted to ask you about recently you guys got some financing, $4.5 million in financing. Can you give us a little bit of an update on that?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. It's a very strong strategic development for the company. Traditionally, when you look at financings for OTC companies, and not every investor may understand this, but I've been in the market for 30 years, and unfortunately for a lot of the OTC companies, they have to do what's called toxic financing.
Absolutely.
Where they're doing convertible notes.
Where they're diluting the stock and giving less value to the investor.
No discounts.
No.
And the financing that Kiwa put together was actually done at a conversion price that was well over 25% of the current market price, closer to 30%, a premium financing, which is very, very rare. So for anybody that's considering Kiwa Biotech stock, we have just secured a financing that was done higher than market prices, which is unheard of.
Absolutely. In closing, Mark, is there anything that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to bring out into the forefront of my listeners?
Well, we covered a lot of the key points. The company's profitable. It is on track this year to more than double its revenues of last year, which were right around $10 million. So we're projecting conservatively $20 million in sales. So that's another bullet point for somebody to consider.
And it seems like you guys have a low float. Is your float still around 6.6 million shares?
It's actually less than that.
Wow.
So again, there's not a lot of stock in the float, which an investor can interpret that as another very positive sign.
Oh, I would.
When looking at the company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My guest today has been Mark Taggetts. He is the IR representative, Kiwa Biotech Products. I want to thank you for stopping by and give us an update on your company. I wish you guys nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update.
We look forward to being back. Thanks for having us.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.